At the Sparrows Point Salvage Yard, 1,000 tons of steel from the collapsed Key Bridge. Colonel S.C. Pinchason with the Army Corps showed me the 500-ton portion removed this week and the process it took to get it out of the water.
As they lowered the diamond wire saw, the divers placed it, guided it onto that location. The divers came up, and then they were able to make that nice, clean cut because they had to separate that entire thing from the top and bottom cords.
You can see it's still caked with mud from the Patapsco River. Crews have now removed 100 containers off the dolly, a process that continues so they can right the ship and reopen the main shipping channel to get the port back up and running. At the Key Bridge crash site in the Patapsco, Phil Yakovsky, WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5.